We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I have my friend, Paul Marlow, and I'm happy to speaking with you today. Welcome to the show.
Jimmy, thank you. You can call me Tall Paul if you want, if it makes it easier.
Hey, yes, buddy. My dad actually has a friend that has a who actually works at our country club. He calls him Tall Paul, too.
I feel a lot of Pauls are tall, and it just essentially rhymes with it. So I'm not too sure, but definitely not the only tall Paul in the world. That's for sure.
Maybe he's the exact clone of you. Who knows?
Could be. Potential.
So tell me a little bit about you, so the audience knows.
Since we're on the fitness side of things, definitely, I am a ex-athlete. I played high level baseball. I got drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays out of high school. And then I was a two sport college athlete playing basketball and baseball in Louisiana, Shreveport. Then I spent 10 years as a personal trainer, then leading into my now lifestyle where I promote and talk about and started my own brand and company is I felt there's some situations with mental health after my father passed away in 2018. Depression hit. I didn't feel happiness. A lot of stuff happened, and essentially it was 18 months of like, what is going on in my life? And in that time I started refocusing back and like my fitness, my eating, day-to-day things, which I was hoping to help my brain and my body get better. And I think that is one of the big reasons why I am where I am today, having launched Never Alone, creating content to help people, inspire them, like I inspired myself, and focusing on just trying to get people to understand that we don't need to do these big things to help our body and our mind. Really, it starts from your day to day. It starts from your morning routine. It starts from your eating well. It starts from your drinking and sleeping. Really, if we just compound those movements throughout days to weeks and months, you're in it for the long haul, and you're in it for a lot better than you were before.
So what inspired you to become a personal trainer?
Man, I still work out. So I'm 35. I still work out 6 days a week. One thing was all I knew. I didn't want to go into an office and sit down behind a computer, mainly because I didn't know what I would do. I didn't have a lot of schooling because I was an athlete at college and I didn't pay attention to my schooling. So that is also one thing. I didn't set myself up for success in any other area. So I thought, well, I know how to work out myself. I can talk well and motivate people. Why not go into PT, keep me active, get me moving all day, and inspire others and help others gain the goals that they want.
So what inspired you to create your business?
PT was because I needed to make money. And essentially what I learned from personal training over the 10 years was that I didn't know how to create a business because it was all just month by month. I was going living off paychecks, some very well, some not so well, but I wasn't able to like look at like, hey, why is this happening? How do I duplicate this? What do I do? And after that, when I came into my depression and found these things, I'm like, shoot, I kind of wasted these last 10 years because I didn't really set myself up to live until I was 50 or 60 that way. But I have this new opportunity in this area that I'm really passionate about. what can I take from my failures in personal training and implement them into success in a mental health initiative with clothing, with online sales, with social media, with SEO, like you have with your blog and getting more organic hits. I'm like, this is my area. This is something that I knew before, but I didn't know how to attack it. I'm like, I'm going to learn how to attack it, and I'm going to learn how to reach out to others and inspire them in the mental health realm and meld them together.
Well, I can't believe you said the word SEO, because those are the three most dangerous words ever.
Dangerous as in, how so?
Well, not just dangerous, and where sometimes when I really get angry when Google just changes their algorithm, you just want to say, you suck.
See, it is, okay, I get you. Dangerous in the mental health aspect, because you can wake up one day and it can be something worse. See, Jimmy, I'm new. I'm only 7 months into my website, and I'm essentially only 3 months into understanding the SEO side of things, like just getting it and kind of trying to grow it. So I'm at very baby steps. So if I get like 5 to 10 more visitors per day in like a 5-day basis, then I'm like, okay, I'm excited. So I'm not at your level yet, but I know it'll be a mental battle at days waking up and to see what happened.
Well, if you like, after the show, I can point you to the right direction if you like.
Always, always. That'd be amazing. Thank you.
Do you have any tips for people who want to start working out in 2021?
Definitely. First thing is find your goal, which I think everyone has. Finding your goal isn't the hard part. It's taking action and creating a path that you can actually follow and not be scared off when something goes wrong. Because just like we talked about with SEO and growing a business and everything, something will go wrong. No matter who you are, there's never going to be a 30 days of this has been easy, 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 easy.
I wish.
So, right? It's true though. But the thing is, like with that happening, it is, what can you do every day that you know you can complete? And just complete and just complete. Because you're going to go through one day and you're going to complete that goal. However, something else might fall off due to being sick, due to your work changing, due to money, due to whatever it may be, hungover, who knows? You need to have something that you know you can rely on that next day after, so it doesn't keep going down that hole. So you just have something to go, okay, I failed yesterday, but tomorrow I'm set up to achieve that one thing that I know I can do, and then use that as a platform to move up once again. I really think that's the biggest thing that people can take away from starting off on their fitness journey.
So I was curious, what do you have any advice for people like maybe like in a slump on their fitness goals? Like, oh, I lost this X amount of weight, but now I don't seem to be losing anything whatsoever.
With that, I find a lot of people with things becoming easier and you start losing weight. It's not easy to lose weight, but say you're down 10 pounds and over a 2-month period, you did the exact same thing and it got you there where you wanted to go. Your vision for how hard you work out and your memory for what you're eating is and everything you're doing in a day is going to slowly adapt from 60 days ago. Like you'll be focused and pinpoint. And then as it goes and gets easier, you're probably going to lessen up the focus because you're like, I got this. And then 2 months down the road is like, I'm 10 pounds down. I'm feeling great. I'm doing the same thing as I did 6 months ago. Why isn't this changing? Most likely you're not doing the same thing because the pot isn't as big for you. It's not like I need to get this because you already got it. So things change, your mind change. So what I would suggest is go and if you're plateauing or finding something, go and look back to a point when you started and think, am I working as hard as I did then in the gym, or have I slacked off a little bit? Am I eating as well as I did back then, or have I slacked off? Or has something else come into my life which is taking away time that I used to put in? Once you switch that up and get back to that mindset, I'm pretty sure within a week, you're going to get back on path.
And do you ever find that you see my clients who think that they can lose weight by just eating whatever they feel like?
Yeah, of course. People think they can do anything. I've thought things like that at time. Definitely. Fitness is a tough one. First of all, there are many ways to skin a cat. You can do a lot of things, a lot of different variations to get to your goal. So there are some people that would say intermittent fasting. You can go, if you intermittent fast and you eat one time a day, scientifically, they're showing that it's not that bad for you if your body works for it. You can eat your 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 calories all in one meal and have them be pretty bad calories. However, though, your body will use those calories for the next 24 hours and it'll be more efficient on your system. And you most likely won't be doing the negative things that you would be if you chunked those up throughout the day. Like, that's one way to do it. Or you eat every 3 hours, or you eat every 2 hours, or you only eat meat, or you only eat vegetables.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Sidekick Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity, and let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a sidebar, built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold, because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you.
It's like, there are a lot of ways to get to our goals. So those people might not be wrong, but the thing is, if you want to eat everything you want, you better work your ass off in the gym for an hour to hour and a half every day, not talking on the phone, not talking to people, not tweeting, not sending Instagram photos, and then go outside Selfie. And do something else. Exactly. And then do something else and then go to sleep. Like, you really have to be on point with everything else. So you have to pick and choose where you want to relax and where you want to focus on.
So how do you stay motivated to keep working out?
I find new things. Prime example right now, because of COVID and everything, my gym, I bodybuild essentially. I've done some Olympic lifting in college. So I do a mixture of bodybuilding, Olympic lifting, but everything's pretty sedentary. No, like, fast twitch movements, nothing like that cardio wise. Never cardio for me. And because of COVID, the only closest place open was a CrossFit gym. So I'm like, all right, let's give this a go. And I found out I really like it. I've been there for 6 months and it's really changed my thought process on what I can do in 45 minutes to even 25 minutes. But it's also put something new in my life, and I hopped on a rowing machine, the Erg, and I found out I'm pretty good at it. So 2 months ago, I decided to compete at the Canadian Indoor World Championships, not world, National Championships. So the National Championships for my country, Canada, all the top people will be competing. There's no entry thing to do other than sign up. And so I've signed up and I've been training for that for the past 2 months. So essentially I've been doing cardio 3 times a week on the machine, preparing myself. So things like that, finding new goals. I'm going to do it for 3 months. I'm going to go compete and I'm going to see what happens next. I might go back to bodybuilding. I might go back to this, but man, we have so much time in our lives. We may as well, you know, taste a little bit of this, taste a little bit of that.
It's kind of why I like Beachbody On Demand, because there's always a new program and it's always another butt kicking exercise. Yeah. And it's like, I can't do the same thing over and over and over again, because that's just really boring. Who does?
Yeah, you got to find out who you are and what you like. See, I like doing the same things over and over again for like a period of time to see where I can find my goals and where I can exceed from. However, though, once I come to a point where I've kind of done as much as I can in that area, being months to years, so like 10 years down the road, what can I bring in? What can I learn? And then I take a few months to learn and grow and go through like that. While some people just like it every single day, something different. And that's good.
I mean, like for me, like for Beachbody On Demand, like I stick with the workout program until let's say the program is like 90 days. I'll do the full 90 days and then I'll find new program.
That's good. Three months. Yeah, that's a great way to get into it.
Yeah. And it's like, or some of the programs are like 6 weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, then I'll find a new program. But it is, I mean, like, I'm not one of those people who can stay with the same workout program for a whole year. And it's like, I'm sorry, this is boring. It's like, I do kickboxing 3 times a week. But they always switch up it every single week. And just because some person in my the place I take karate at used to say, like, there's a pattern on how they come up with these routines every other week. And it's like, no, there's not. And it's funny. At first, I thought I was sensing the pattern. But then when you think that you know what's coming next, they completely throw you off. And it's like, yeah, this is no pattern. This is BS. I was like, nah.
I get it. I like it. I like it.
And I was like, nope. I have no idea what's coming. I was like, stop doing
that's a good
this
one.
To me.
I want to try that too. I want to try kickboxing at some point.
Yeah, it's definitely really fun. Total body workout. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. It kicks your butt. I'm at my low green belt with one stripe on it. So
hey.
I'm halfway to a green I'm almost halfway to a black belt.
Nice. Nice work, my man.
And I only started back in 2017 after I took a 10-year break because of medical reasons. But
nice work. Just getting after it. You got a goal.
Yeah. And this probably gave me a lot of courage to start my own podcast.
I believe it. I 100% believe it.
And Plus, I know the reason why it keeps me going to keep doing the podcast and all the blogging was because somewhere deep down inside, even if I never mentioned to my sensei whether or not what I'm doing, I just know if I gave up, he'll just know somehow. It's like, you gave up.
It comes in like our fitness and our business and our life. Like there are goals where you can achieve in one area. And they will help out other areas by giving you that mental satisfaction or the mental push or something like that. Like I agree with you 100% on that.
So do you ever found yourself ever feel like stop working out for a period of time because you're just bored of everything?
Yeah. Bored? No, man. It's so ingrained in me from like, I started playing at 8. Essentially from 8 till now, I've been active 6 days a week. So it's not that. I never get bored and I don't stop. What happens is, for me, I lose motivation and focus essentially in December. December for me is my hardest month of doing anything. You ever heard of SAD, seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah, so I live in the Pacific Northwest. I'm just above Seattle. In Canada, in Vancouver, rains a lot. It's gorgeous. It's lush. It's green. But we get clouds and rain like, I don't know, 250, 300 days of the year. Like it's not sunny often. And that really affects my mental health, like depression, anxiety, just low days, nothing to do with anything else except that it's very gloomy and it's like, this sucks. And
I think you need to move to Hawaii.
Yeah. See, no, that's the point. See, I got to get my blog going up so I get that traffic and then I can go work online. That's the plan, man. But yeah, no, Decembers are my hardest month. I usually in the past 4 years would probably only work out like 5 times in December, which is extremely odd for me. This month though, it changed because actually I added that rowing competition and that goal. I added a couple other goals where I had to do something weekly, which was so brand new to me. It kind of scared me, but it made me know that I can achieve something in December and not just let everything slide off. So finding times when I felt down and not like that, something like that, if you don't feel like doing it, find something new. Like if you don't want to work out, go and like start hiking or go take a class in yoga or whatever it is, COVID, who knows. But if you can try something else that will give you that same exertion, but a wholly different field, why not try it for 4 weeks or 3 weeks, three times a week? Give yourself that new daily achievement.
So do you find that you can lose weight with yoga? Because I've heard people say, it's like, you can't lose weight with yoga. And it's like, I've seen people lose weight with yoga.
Well, Jimmy, you and I both know it has really nothing to do with your workout. It has to do with what you eat and what you take and what you output. So you can lose weight doing whatever you want. Yes, you can definitely lose weight with yoga. However, though, you will have to change your eating styles compared to how you're eating when you're lifting heavy weights or running cardio. That's the only difference in yoga. I think it's great. I think it's, for me, it's a lot of a mental thing. I do enjoy the time quiet, focused on your body and self. I do believe you can build muscle. If we want to talk about that, I think we can build lean tissue muscle and lose fat during yoga. Definitely. Definitely. I think you want to supplement it with some lifting at the same time because you're not getting that. But if you're just wanting to say that I want to lose weight, I'm going to start doing yoga, go right ahead. But you'll have to watch what you eat.
So here's another question for you. Do you use any protein supplements?
Yeah, I have. Man, I used to be all about the supps. And then I realized I was spending like $300 a month for something that I wasn't too sure was doing what I thought it was supposed to be doing. So I stopped that. It's been probably 5 years since I really just bought monthly supplements. I have one, though. I think it's called Vega Whey Gold. It's essentially, I put it in my morning oatmeal. I forget its name. I forget what kind of protein it is. I'm a believer in you can get a lot if you want out of your food. If you need that extra 5 or 10% or that motivation, like you're taking something, it's going to help me, so I'm going to work harder. I think that's a great area for supplements. Other than that, I don't really know much on subs.
Do you like Crazy Fitness Guy and want us to stay in business? Consider becoming a subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will be helping support our mission, which is to help educate people about autism and change their perspective so that they can look at it as a unique gift instead of a disease that needs to be cured. At Crazy Fitness Guy, there is only me, aka Jimmy Clare. I am what you call an indie podcaster, meaning there is no company backing Crazy Fitness Guy. So in other words, if I run out of money, there would be no more crazyfitnessguy.com. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will get these exclusive benefits like ad-free content, so you do not have to listen to ads like this one anymore. Behind-the-scenes access, you will get sneak peek previews of upcoming shows, and you will get early access to episodes before it's released worldwide. Crazy Fitness Guy's premium podcast has been featured over 9+ countries around the world. So just think about that. If you like these exclusive benefits, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/support for more information. I hope you will consider supporting me and Crazy Fitness Guy for years to come. Thank you for your generous support over the years. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, so I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker. for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information. Are you stuck with and you don't know what to do for dinner? Well, let me tell you about this awesome, amazing company called Eat Clean Bro. You get healthy recipes delivered right to your door. They're fresh. They're cooked for you. And all you have to do is heat it up in the microwave or oven. It's simple, quick and easy, affordable, and each meal is delicious. I found them through Tiger Shulman's Karate, and I joined them and partnered with them because I think you will like them too. And I absolutely love their meals. They're fresh, authentic, and it's all around great food that you normally think, oh gee, I think this would take hours to cook, but they already took out all the cooking for you. All you have to do is heat it up in the microwave. How simple is that? Or the stove, or the oven. So go check out Eat Clean Bro in the links in the show notes for more information about them.
I mean, neither do I, but I use this brand called Nutribio. And what I just like about them is that they're really honest on the package. What's on the package is what you get. It's no like secret sauce and et cetera in there.
A lot of extras and additives.
Yeah. And it's like, and I always love those labels on the shelves. Natural flavors. You know what natural flavors means? Jack squat, and they don't have to tell you everything that's in there. Thanks to USDA. Oh, no, was it the USDA? Is it? Yeah, it's a USD.
I think so. Yeah. No, I do. I'll agree. I'll say on that thing, if you were going to buy something like that, the organics, the actual real stuff these days, it's going to cost more. But I really do think it feels better on your body. A lot of people have stomach issues when they take proteins. That should make your body feel good, digest it better. And it's a cleaner substance to be intaking.
And it's really funny. Some of the people I'm not going to name any names because I probably get every like single lawsuit on the man. But there's this store that I buy stuff on. Well, you know, I'm just going to show you the picture.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I'm not going to. I agree with you.
I can't already. Say it because. but what's funny. When I used to buy the stuff there, they always say, all the other protein powders exactly like the same like that. And I was like, no, there's not. And I was like, I literally bought a few other protein powders from that store and that brand and everything. They told me some of them you can't even mix up very well. And I was like, you need like a chainsaw or some kind of mixer to mix it up. And it's like, this shouldn't be happening. And I was like, what am I eating, Play-Doh or what?
Yes, there's some bad proteins out there. That's for sure. That is for sure.
It's like McDonald's secret. It's a secret homemade recipe. That might be frowned upon. Oh, well. I'm loving it.
Hey, once in a while.
Yeah. Not even for me. But yeah, it's amazing how much fake powder is out there. I actually was in a nutrition course back in college when I first enrolled, before I changed my major five different times. There was a, long story. we watched this I think it was just a clip on YouTube where anyone can make their own protein powder. And as I, this is creepy.
As I bet.
Homemade label and everything.
It's about marketing.
Yep.
Just about the branding.
I was like, anybody can make a great looking brand. You just need the artistic mind. Yeah, unfortunately, at least I know for one, I know if I ever made a protein powder for my own brand, would never have any lies in it.
Good. Good. I'd buy that.
Because I'm not a liar.
It's good.
So do you have any other tips for people out there?
I really think this, like I said before, just accepting that there are going to be speed bumps along the way. Things will not go as planned, and they might happen within the first week, and that is fine. This is a journey. It's not a sprint. To lose weight, to gain weight, to learn a new practice, to understand a yoga pose, nothing happens in a day. Like everything else, it takes time. You probably have a lot of time left. I know I'm 35. I got a lot more years ahead of me. So putting focus into something for 6 months, it's just a little drop in the bucket, right? Understand that, realize it. Don't get down on yourself when it happens, because it will happen. And just prepare yourself to start back up again when you can.
But, you know, it's, you know, I would have to say it's kind of weird for me when I see people might start something and stop something and start again. And I was like, how do you do that? And people always say to me, it's like, well, not everyone is like you. And it's like, and self-disciplined and everything. It's like, hey, I used to be in your shoes too, but I learned to, as like, well, the only way I can pretty much keep on this is to call it a lifestyle. It's not a diet. A diet is temporarily. And it's like, a diet's like, oh, well, I'm once and done. I'm not going to eat whatever I want. And it's like, yeah, let me know how long that lasts for you.
Definitely. No, you're right. It's a lifestyle change, and lifestyle changes aren't easy. So I get where people are coming at it. I've had a very hard time in my past also. Luckily I've found ways to change that. And I think like you, like finding paths and patterns that you can duplicate, and then putting that area into a different area where you can duplicate it and learn from what you learned in the last thing. And then you just keep adding them on. And the more you do, the easier it becomes.
I can tell you, I used to eat a lot of junk food. But this was like years ago. Doesn't count now. But I used to eat a lot of junk food. I had pizza. I'm a huge fan of homemade fudge. And so every time when I went down to the shore, there was those homemade fudge shops and everything. I could never give out free samples because I would just eat them all. I people's like, oh, I want fudge. And it's like, who said I was sharing? And so I'm like, you know, and I ate a lot of fudge. Candy around Halloween, Christmas cookies around Christmas time and everything. And so I ate a lot of all that stuff. I was like near obese for my age group. And then I lost 30 pounds with P90X.
That's it. You got that focus. Got that change. It's good.
The only time when I do stop is when I'm sick and I can't work out, because I was kind of laugh at those people who not really laugh at the people, but I always kind of wonder, like, why do people work out when they're sick? I was like, oh, I'm gonna sweat it out. And I was like, well, one, I tried that too. I don't think it really works. And I was like, it might make you feel good for that 45 minutes, but then it will make you feel like crap the next day.
Different strokes for different folks, right? Whatever gets them back in the gym.
True, but then it's not good for the next person who uses that gym.
True.
Because now look at the coronavirus.
Yeah, well, that's definitely an extreme way to look at it, for sure.
Well, not trying to be negative or anything, but...
All good.
So I got one more question for you. If you could give people... where can people find you on the internet?
First off, they can find me on the two most used platforms that I use, which is Instagram and Twitter, and that is @TallPaulsLife. I am tall, Paul. I am 6'7". And then my website, www.wearenevelalone.co. I couldn't get a calm. It would have cost me $110,000. I don't have that much money. Yeah, that's what the person was trying to sell it for. So it's a .co. It still works. And I put out blogs on mental health help, telling other people's mental health stories, telling my story, talking about ways to get out of seasonal affective disorder, talk about ways to find more happiness in your life, to get daily wins, all that stuff. Great blog, trying to make it like Jimmy's and really get it growing. So if you guys check it out, I would love it.
I really do appreciate that Tall Paul really said thinks my website is growing, because the analytics tells me otherwise.
Well, see, I didn't see it prior to. I'm just coming in at this day one, so.
Wait until you see the nice people at Google. Yikes.
I want to see the analytics screenshot, Jimmy, after this. I want to see everything.
No, you don't want to. It's gross, I can tell you that.
Well, it's better than mine.
Well, you're just starting out. I've been up and running for almost 4 years now, so.
Okay, so this is good. This gives me confidence. I like it.
Hey, well, I'll tell you a quick story after this, but thanks for joining us here at Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast, and I'll leave all your links in the show notes whenever this episode runs.
Amazing. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks for coming.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.